From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama urges Americans not to fear the future. In his final State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, Mr. Obama sought to reassure the American people, despite challenges, they should not fear the future.
We live in a time of extraordinary change. Change that's reshaping the way we live, the way we work, our planet, our place in the world.
He said Americans have been through tumultuous change before in their history and have overcome war and economic turmoil to emerge stronger than ever. The president also spoke of a resurging economy and urged a different, smarter approach to foreign policy.
A patient and disciplined strategy that uses every element of our national power. It says America will always act, alone if necessary, to protect our people and our allies. But on issues of global concern, we will mobilize the world to work with us.
He lauded U.S. participation in stopping the spread of Ebola in Africa, forging the massive free trade agreement with Pacific Rim nations, restarting diplomatic ties with Cuba, and sealing the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. defense sources say the crews of two small U.S. naval vessels being held by Iran are to be released early Wednesday. They were transiting the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain and may have experienced mechanical difficulty. James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says it may be just a matter of innocent passage.
In some cases, you do innocent passage because it's the only way from point A to point B. And other times, you know, you might have navigational problems.
The Iranian Fars news agency said the crew members had been arrested for being inside Iranian waters. The incident comes less than a month after U.S. officials accused Iran of conducting a rocket test near U.S. warships. Algerian security forces Tuesday arrested seven armed Libyans in the country's southeast, their vehicles and weapons seized. This is VOA News. The UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Syria Tuesday described what he called the horrible and terrible situation in the besieged Syrian town of Madaya. Yaqub El-Hillo, who spoke to reporters at UN headquarters by telephone from Damascus, said the first of what he hopes will be hundreds of residents was transported out for medical treatment.
A five-year-old kid with complications, not only as part of malnutrition, but also additional internal abdominal complications which require urgent surgery, and that case is now being transported out in a Red Crescent ambulance and brought to a hospital in Damascus. So at least the process is beginning.
Aid workers describe conditions inside Madaya as among the worst they've seen in the five-year conflict, including people starving to death in the streets. While the opposition controls the town, government forces are surrounding it, making escape impossible. The UN says 400,000 live in areas besieged by the government, rebels, or armed groups. Millions more live in areas classified as hard to reach. Meanwhile, the UN has called for a massive humanitarian aid effort to cope with the spiraling refugee crisis. UN humanitarian and development agencies appealed Tuesday for nearly $8 billion in new funding this year to help more than 22 million people. A suicide bomber affiliated with the Islamic State militant group blew himself up in Istanbul's historic Sultanahmet Square Tuesday, killing at least 10, nine of them German tourists, and wounding 15.
Bu kişinin Suriye uyruklu, 1988 doğumlu.
Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmuz said the bomber was of Syrian origin and born in 1988. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the bomber belonged to the IS group. He pledged to fight it until it no longer remains a threat to Turkey or the world. The country has been on alert for attacks since an October double suicide bombing that killed more than 100 people at a gathering of activists in the capital, Ankara. At least 14 people have been killed, 10 wounded, when a suicide bomber attacked a polio vaccine center in southwestern Pakistan Wednesday. The attack occurred in Quetta, the capital of violence-plagued Baluchistan province. Authorities say most of the casualties were security personnel. Attempts to eradicate polio through immunization drives in Pakistan, one of only three countries where polio remains endemic, have been stymied by separated attacks on health workers and security personnel. A court in Ghana Tuesday ordered a man who may be linked to the murder of a British actress and her two sons in London last month to remain in custody until an extradition hearing in 2 weeks. Arthur Simpson Kent disappeared after being questioned by London police about the killings of Cian Blake and her two sons. He was arrested in western Ghana on Saturday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.